Okay, so this Mishnah really is a culmination of a lot that we learned till now, what got developed in the Masechta. So I think it will be very clarifying. The Mishnah now lists different types of things that you're makdish to the Beis HaMikdash that are roy for one thing or the other. And basically, the Mishnah says a chiddush. The Mishnah says, kol roy, anything which is roy, lemizbeach, v'loy lebedek abayis, lebedek abayis, v'loy lemizbeach. Sometimes you could be making something which is specifically worthy for the mizbeach, the roy to put onto the mizbeach. Sometimes you could be making something which is specifically roy for bedek abayis. Sometimes you could have something which is loy lemizbeach, v'loy lebedek abayis. It's not worthy for either. So in all these cases, the halacha is moil and bo. There's a din of me'ilah. Okay, so obviously, the different phases of the Mishnah is the choyre, is different levels of kedusha. If I make this something which is ready for the mizbeach, even if I don't intend to make it for the mizbeach, it automatically, as we'll see in the Shittim Kubetzis, automatically goes to the mizbeach. Right? If I make this something for Berek Abayis, that's roi for Berek Abayis, even if I do the Mizbeach, we'll see it automatically will go to Berek Abayis, technically. Can't have more than a Kedusha's Berek Abayis. Then you can have something which is not roi for either. Okay, so L'chayra, the only Chiddush of the Mishnah, based on everything we learned until now, is only that last case of the Mishnah. Something that's roi for Mizbeach, there's Mila, of course. Why not? That's in line with everything that we learned. Something that's roi for Berek Abayis, we learned that as well. In fact, we learned that Berek Abayis is even more, the halachas of Me'ila are even more broad. Because Berek Abayis, we had earlier, that there would be Me'ila even on the milk, which we discussed, or the eggs. So Berek Abayis is more broad. So the only chiddush of this Mishnah, L'chayri, is case number three. Case number three, where the Me'ila is only it's not roy for either. I was mocked with something which I can't do either one with. So over there is also me'ila. Now why is there me'ila? We'll see why there is me'ila, but it would seem logically that there's no difference between something that's roy lebedek abayis and something that's not roy lebedek abayis. The me'ila is always the same. The me'ila is because the value goes to hekdesh. The me'ila is always the same. Whether you were neuder something which could go into the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so that value belongs to Hekdash, or you were neuder something that can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, it's always the same. So you have to know why case number three is any more of a Chiddush than case number two. It's all the same. What's the difference if it's roy to go into the Beis HaMikdash, or its value is roy to go into the Beis HaMikdash? It's the same thing. There should be no difference. So interestingly, we find that some of the Rishayim are omer, and they say, in fact, you wouldn't go ahead and use this even for the Berek Abayis. You wouldn't even sell it. It's a bizoyan. Because when the Mishnah starts off, the Mishnah goes as follows. Ketzat, higdish bor moli mayim. If you magdish a bor that's full of water. So that's obviously roy for Berek Abayis. So Rashi explains you could use the water to make cement in a Beis HaMikdash, a plaster. That's one case. Ashpois Maleo Zevel. Okay, so there Rashi goes out of his way to Mefarish to say he atzma eino ruuya lo lemizbeach v'lo leBerek Abayis. There you have an example where it's not roy, not for Berek Abayis, not for mizbeach, but Rashi goes he atzma. It itself is not used. But smashma, of course, the value, of course, will be used. You'll sell the dung. The dung was sold on the open market. And the value of the dung, you'll use for the Berek Abayis. Why not? That's how Rashi reads. And then the Mishnah keeps on going, different examples. You have a shevich mola yoinim. That's another example. Whether that's roy for the mizbeach. Elon mola peris. So that's, Rishenim explained, that's roi for Nisu Chayayin on the Mizbeach. Sodom Alei Asovim is not roi for either. Rashi says in a roi loy lemizbeach for loy leberek abayas. All these things moelim behenu b'masha b'seicha. Right. Aval im higdish bo v'achkach nesmali mayim. Ashpo v'achkach nesmali zevel. Shoivach v'achkach nesmali yoinim. Ilon v'achkach nesmali peso v'achkach nesmali asovim moelim v'moelim b'masha godl. Okay. So, again, there doesn't need to be any flow to this Mishnah at all. The Mishnah starts by saying an aleph beis din. Something that's roi from Mizbeach, there's Mi'ilah. Something that's roi from Bedek Abayas, there's Mi'ilah. Then the Mishnah says, if it's not roi, not for the Mizbeach, not for Bedek Abayas. There's Mi'ilah on that too. That's the Even that, we fail to understand what's the difference between that and case number two. They're both, the meal is the same, it's because its value belongs to Hegdash. What's the difference if you could take the thing and put it into the or you're going to sell and use the money? It should be the same. But then, when the Mishnah, Avol, really sets us through that. Avol always means that there's, based on what we learned, you would think that this would also be included. Avol, you should know, however, this is not included. The Sefer the Mishnah has nothing to do with the Reish of the Mishnah. The Sefer the Mishnah is talking about an entirely different halacha, which is, if I'm makdish anything to hegdish, and later on something grows from that, okay, gedule hegdish, something grows from it, so there's no din of me'ilah on what grows for whatever reason. That has nothing to do with the Reish. The Reish was telling me that you should know that the din of Me'ilah applies to Kotshe Mizbeach, it applies to Kotshe Berek Abayis, and it even applies to something which is technically not worthy, not for Mizbeach, not for Berek Abayis. Okay. And then we have a second din in the Mishnah which has no Shaychas at all to the din of the Reish. The Sefer says, if it would just be the Sefer in the Mishnah, I'd say, okay, so the Mishnah is bringing down different halachas. But that's not the way the Mishnah is. The Mishnah says, Avol, but, Akasom tekar Avol. Because it doesn't even read. It says, Avol, but you should know if you did this. On that, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi makes a distinction. And Rabbi Yossi, Oyma, Maktishas Asode, for Elon, Moyalim Bohen Ubegidulen. He argues, he holds that there is a Me'ilah, what grows from Hegdish, Mimnesha and Gidule Hegdish. And Gedulei Hekdesh has the same halach. Meaning, he holds that Gedulei Hekdesh has a din of Hekdesh itself. Grows from Hekdesh has a din of Hekdesh itself. Okay. Vlad Museres, lo yonik mina Museres. If an animal is, if you makdish through Maisa, a behema, so the Vlad of that behema can't nurse from it. Obviously, because the milk is a problem. However, the Mishnah says, a person could say, a Tanai, originally when he makes the Behema Kodesh, either through Maisa Behema or through Mugdashim, he can make a condition that if this cow comes Kodesh, I want it to be able to nurse its offspring. Okay, Chiddush that you could do such a thing. But the Mishnah says you could make such a condition. The Mishnah says, "Acherim is not vinkain." So, if you look at Rashi in the Mefarish, he says, "Keloma b'stam vaday also leinik min amuseres." Oh, stam azay avada, you can't. If you makdish an animal, you can't. It can't nurse its offspring. However, "Aval acherim is not vinkain shemasnim koydem lekach." Before they makdish it, they make it tonight. Amenas kain ani machnes nekei vezula deal isase. I'm making a condition. I want the milk to be chul. And there it's mutter. So Rashi is himself pointing out, it's a chiddush, it works. V'shamayti, delohochi mahani lu tano. The reason why tanai works here is hoyel v'yecholim la'akev, sheloi tikoneis nekei v'zu l'dir ad la'achaz man. Person doesn't have to put it in now to the corral. Maisa Behema, you can do when within the year, You don't have to do it right now. So you're sort of about boss. So you have an ability to decide that the milk is not being used for that reason. They're achirim, they really shouldn't be doing this, but they could do this. Back to how this Tanai works. How does this condition work? Normally a worker has to eat from with. Right? That's the Mishnah above him. A worker it from what he's working. Says the Mishnah, that Allah only the chen poro is not allowed to eat mikal shine hektish. Now the chiddush here is like this. The chiddush here is when a poel eats, it's what's the lumdus behind why a poel eats? A poel eats because the Torah considers it like a loisachsim, just like on a behemah. There's a loisachsim shabadisha. You're not allowed to stop a behemah from eating while it's threshing or plowing or doing work in the field. So hu adin, a worker, there's like a loisachsim on a worker. He has to be able to eat while he's working. He's not only allowed to eat with besech malachta. He's allowed to eat. So the havamina would be here that the same halach applies to hekdish. The poil, there's a loisachsim on the poil. And now the poil has a right to eat because it's almost called a tzarech hekdish. It's like it's part of hekdish's use. Is that the word? But there's a miut because it says reyecho. By the case where it says that a poil eats, it says reyecho. And mela, we learn out that not hekdish. That's the chiddush in Mishnah. Okay, now this same halacha follows to me. So Rabbeinu Gershon explains why is there no din moilin? Also the din of the last Mishnah. Hoyel v'amlina basa ilan azlinan. That's the first case. V'shel hedyet, afal gav de matzino l'mei mazlina basa ilan. Afilu ochi ein boi me'ila, de gidulim aboim lacha mikan askina. So Rabbeinu Gershon explains, this Mishnah is talking about the same case. You weren't makdish the tree with the roots. You were makdish the tree. Then the roots spread. So on those roots, there's no me'ila because it's gidule hedyet. Mayan shu yoytze mitoch hasode shel hekdish. If you have a mayan, a spring that starts by a hedid, it's the spring starts by an individual, private party. Then it runs through a field that belongs to hekdish. So that is loynen involved. There's no meila that's coming from a hekdish. You shouldn't use it. Lasode and then once it goes through the field of hekdish, you could benefit from it. Hamayim shebekad shel zov loynen involim moyalim. The water in the gold pitcher that they used to designate that water before Shabbos, for Nisach HaMayim, that water is no din in Me'ila because at this point it still doesn't have Kedusha. Right? Nosnon B'Tzluchis, once they put it into the Tzluchis, which has Kedusha, then Moyalim Ben is a din Me'ila. Similarly, Arova, the Arova that they used to bring to the Beis HaMikdosh, Loinen in V'Loi Moyalim, there's no Me'ila on it. Right, so therefore, because it doesn't have kedusha, Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok Omer, noyagim hoyu askenim shenenim imenu buvein. They would put it into their lulav to use as part of the minim. And Rashi says they did that even before it was used for the mizbeach because it didn't have any kedusha. Okay, so bottom line is what we see from these two mishnayos is in order for the it has to be what you originally were makdish. But if what you originally were makdish didn't include this thing, and this thing grew out of it, then there's no din of me'ila on the outgrow, on what grows out of it. What's unclear, and it's not brought down in any gemara with any clarity, why not? Why shouldn't it be me'ila? A makdish tree, why shouldn't it be me'ila on the fruit that grow from the tree? Right? Well, this lechera doesn't. There's no svara. Why not? Let's take a step back. Is there? the head? Whose head? Why should all the achronim struggle? In fact, Rabbi Yossi himself saying, when Rabbi Yossi says, Higdish, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Higdish Amakdish as Asodeh, V'ho'ilon Moilim B'enibu Gidulon, so Rashi comes on the spot, and he says, Loi poli gela hanach talti. The Tanakama meimelim bishvach hegdish. But this on what the Tanakama says, Mashish bichulacha shehugdif, Rabbi Yossi sova, hamakdish soda ilon, moilim begidun. Hoil vigodlu mamish behegdish. Avubor, ashpa, veshevach, the lav gedule hegdish ninu, loi poli kabyes. So it comes out there's not such a big machloikis in the mission. In other words, it seems to be, even though whatever grows from Hekdesh, whatever Rishus Hekdesh, belongs to Hekdesh, for some reason there's no Milah. Very unclear why. The bigger Chiddush is that the Gemara doesn't even discuss it. This L'chor and Nizah Gemara, my time, why shouldn't there be Milah? So we're going to try now to get back and really clarify, it's going to clarify Kemat, all the Yesodis that we had until now with the Masichta. Because the Tosfos Yom Tov, he has a stira between these Mishnayos and the last Mishnah. If you look at the last Mishnah, right? Over there it says, Loi Nanin V'loi Moyalim. Right? Loi Nanin V'loi Moyalim. There's no Milah. So it seems that in the last Mishnah, the Mishnah made a very clear distinction. If Kedushas Mizbeach, there's no Me'ilah on what comes from it. But if it's called Sheberek Abayis, we go back to the rule, anything that belongs to Hekdesh, there's Me'ilah. Its value is by Hekdesh. And we had that from the beginning of the Masechta, the difference between Kedushas Mizbeach and called Sheberek Abayis. Kedushas Mizbeach, once it expires from the Tzorech HaMizbeach, there's no Din Me'ilah. Right? Once you can't use it for the Mizbeach, there's no Din of Me'ilah. That's the rule. By Kedushas Berek Abayis, is luxury. As long as it has value, there's Me'ilah. The only way for it to lose the Din Me'ilah is if it becomes useless. Otherwise, there's always a Din Me'ilah. That's the rule. Kodshim Shemesu. That's the ultimate. Kodshim Shemesu. Kodshim Shemesu, Rashi taught us, all the Rishonim, that Kodshim Shemesu, there's no Me'ilah. Kodshim Shemesu, is only no Me'ilah by Kodshim Mizbeach. But by Kodshim Berek Abayis, there would be Me'ilah. Why would there be Me'ilah? Because it has value. Kodshim Mizbeach doesn't have... Kodshim Mizbeach, we always look at him, we say, what's in it for the Mizbeach? Kodshim Berek Abayis, we have a different rule. Value. It always goes by value. And that's what this Mishnah is telling us. So now we have a direct steer between this Mishnah, which tells us, makes this line, Kodshim Berek Abayis, there is Me'ilah by everything, even what comes from it, what grows from it. And then we have the next Mishnah, which says not like that. Clearly not like that. So it's mamash a direct stira between these two Mishnayos. So the take is this kasha. He says a big doichik to say that maybe this Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Yossi. There's a big plea to learn that way. Because we don't find that Rabbi Yossi argues over here in this Mishnah. We don't find that the Tanakhama argues. We find this is a Das Stam Mishnah. Everybody agrees. Okay. So now we'll try to get some clarity here. I wrote down here Rishita Mukubetzes in the Ma'am Lekemis here from Bava Basra. In the Rishita Mukubetzes, talks about Zayin Tesam and Aleph, talks about our Mishnah. And he does give us some clarity, because without this Shita Mekubetzes, we had difficulty just in Aleph Beis in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says clearly, the Mishnah says black and white, that something which is Einu Roi Loilu Mizbech V'Loilu Bedek Abayis is a new category, category number three. Category number three is something that's not for this and not for that. First of all, you should know, the whole fact that there's a category number three is a plea. Because there is a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say you makdish something specifically for one use in the Beis HaMikdash. I makdish it for that. I want it to be used in the Azorah. So the Ravid holds you could even use it in the Hechab. Mishanan Mekedusha L'Kedusha. So, Sam, according to the Ravid, there's no such thing even as a designated Bedek HaBayis use. Doesn't even exist. Even if you channeled it that way, even if you said, I want this to be used for this specific use within the Treasury Department, there's no such thing even. There's no departments within the Treasury Department. It's only one big global, it goes under one umbrella, Bedek HaBayis, Treasury Department. So this further complicates the Mishnah. What does it mean something's not worthy, not for, but, so look at the Shita Mekubetzes. He says like this, he says, therefore, kivon shehim ruyim lemizbeach chol oleim kedushas haguf. Einim ruyim lebedek habayis v'loy lemizbeach, kegoyin ilon nosi peres, v'sode melei asovim, sheinim ruyim lemizbeach, u'kegoyin bor molei mayim, nami, einim ruyim lemizbeach. And then he goes on and he says, loy lemizbeach v'loy lebedek habayis. Where do we have that? Kegoin ashpo malaya zevel. Now he asked a $1 million question. Who cares that it's dung? Sell it. So it still should be called, what's the difference? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Afal pi she'efshar lemoichoy lo oisei zevel. You can sell it. You can sell the dung. So why do we look at the dung like it's any roi lebedek habayis? Its value is roi lebedek habayis. He says there's a bizoyan to go and do this. Bedek HaBayis is selling dung and then the money is being used to the. It's a bizoyan. He says there's a bizoyan gam lebedek HaBayis einu roi. Da'avalei kemichir kelev sheyesh poi bizoyan. Now we understand. It's an unbelievable chiddush to Mishnah. What are they going to do with the dung at the end of the day? They'll discard it, according to the Shita Mekubetzes. They're not going to end up selling it. The end of the day, the Beis HaMikdash will not get involved in the dung business. They're not going to sell dung. So the end of the day, the value of this dung, it could be $1 million. It's a huge business, even today. Huge business. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this will not be used at the end of the day for the Beis HaMikdash. So now we understand the Mishnah. So now why is there Mila? So he says like this. He says, Moyelim behenu b'masha b'soichen v'afilu ashpo melei ozevel d'loi hazi moyelim is b'loi lebedek habayis moyelim bo b'masha b'soichel yishiru uyoi lebedek habayis who could he says it's true. The end of the day we're not going to sell it. That's true. But the chiddush here is, he says, even though we're not going to sell it, he says it doesn't matter. We could sell it. At the end, we're going to decide not to sell it. That's going to be a decision that Hekdesh makes, and they're allowed to make this decision. First of all, the Shita Mekubetzes, we see a tremendous chiddush. We see that the Beis HaMikdash had the authority, B'chiyai Gavna, where it's a bizoyan hekdish, had the authority to say, you know what? No. We spoke about this when people come collecting to the door, they knock on the door, you give them $18, they say, I'm sorry, I don't take that. So we've spoken about this in a people have no right to do that. If they're collecting for a moisit, and you're ready to give $18, and they're not ready to take $18, they just stole $18 from the moisit. And I've told this to people. I say, Mimonoshech. If you're just telling me Mises that you're not really representing the cause, so you're a ganav. And if you're really representing the cause, you're a ganav. Unless each time somebody offers you $18, you write your own check out $18 to the Mises, which I find hard to believe. But I guess it's possible. It's ganeva. The chiddush here, according to this, is even though hekdesh be'etzem d'raisa, they could sell it, and they could make $1 million for hekdesh. It's a bizoyan hekdesh. They're not going to do it. They're not going to get involved. He says, "Umishum the derech bizoyan u'shem etzin d'mel lebedek abayis v'kivu mikol kedush shechol aleim moylem ma'ase b'seich." Anyway, so this is the first pshat here in the Shita Mekubetzes, which to me was Meir Einayim. Because without the Shita Mekubetzes, I don't know what's going on. I don't begin to understand what is going on. However, there are others that learn the Mishnah simply, not like the Shita. The Shita himself brings down another approach. The Shita Mekubetzes himself says that he brings down the second pshat here. V'yesh l'farash aroy l'berek abayis lo yala adomim elo ala guf kivon de guf oy l'chos l'berek abayis eni roy l'berek abayis karinim be. That's what he says. Okay. Anyway, so the bottom line is that the only little hint of light that we have is if we learn this way. If we learn this way, the complication is going to be, then the chiddush almost becomes the other way. In other words, if we learn the Mishnah simply, the Mishnah, listen, if you mark this something that won't be used for Berek Abayis, right? So that the chiddush is a dinamil. We say, what kind of chiddush is that? Of course, you sell it and use the value. What do we need a Mishnah to tell us that? That was our first question. The flip side is to learn like the Shita Mekubetzes. Then the chiddush is the other way. Why taka is there me'il? It's worth. So the end of the day, what is the dung worth to Berek Abayis? And the answer is zero. So if the dung is worth zero, so there shouldn't be any meal at all. So it's almost like if you don't learn like the Shita Mekubetzes, Shita, what's the Mishnah telling us? If you learn like this first pshat in the Shita, then the problem almost becomes the other way around. Why is there meal? So the dung is worthless. Let's say you were makdish dung at a time in history where dung is not used. So there wouldn't be meal on it, because it would be worthless. It has no market value. It's worthless. Right? If somebody would be makdish soyas odam, right? The Beis HaMikdash. So there wouldn't be meal. There wouldn't be any kedusha. It has no Shabbos. Right? It has no Shabbos. So if you're telling me now that Hekdash will never sell it because it's a bizoyan to Hekdash, therefore they won't. So why should there be meal at all? I don't care what the technical thing is. The Berek Abayis is totally in value. It has no value to Hekdash. And therefore, it's not sellable, correct? So if I give you something that you can't sell, the only thing you could do with it is discard it. Does that have value to you? But the meal is that we're being moil behegdish, right? It's not they don't want to. They don't. It's a policy. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. This is not stam. It's not each time they make the gizbar makes his own decision. It's a halacha according to this shita that you don't sell it. So you're making shtick. The Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do shtick. They didn't do shtick, calling a goy and making this. They didn't do that. They didn't do it. If they did do it, then there wouldn't be mila. You have to understand. You're basically discarding the Shita Mekubetzes. That's what you're doing. Because the Shita Mekubetzes is trying to tell us, what do you mean? Hekdash does have a value benefit. So what's the chiddush? Shita says, you know what? There is no benefit. So you're saying, through shtick, there is benefit. So the Shita didn't answer anything then. You follow? Then the Shita didn't answer anything. What I'm trying to say is that the whole Mahalach of Shita Mekubetzes has a complication within it, because the Shita Mekubetzes is trying to explain even you could sell it, and therefore it has a value to Hekdesh. No, it doesn't really have a value to Hekdesh. So I'm saying, well, why is the Mila? You're saying, well, dick, how you could sell it. Not on the open market, on the closed market, the black market, in Geula, on Meir Sharam, on the side, the guy in the back. The bottom line is, if they sell it, it has value. So you're telling me the dung market in Hekdesh is an underground market. Good. So the Babas the Chilik. The Shita Mekubetzes didn't gain anything.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a Sufik. Every market is a Sufik. The bottom line is there a cash value on this? Including, it's not Vadai, it is Vadai, you only sell it to him, you sell it to... The bottom line is, it's a very open and shut question. Does this thing have value? It's a yes or no question. And if the answer is yes, this thing has value to Hekdesh, so then there should be Me'ilah. And that's the Shita's problem. And if the answer is that no, then the answer is no. Now, what we see here is an interesting balance, which really Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Chaim Brisk, they talk about it in Maseches Pesachim, that there's something called Isra Ano Midrabonon. Right? Isra Ano Midrabonon is different than Isra Ano Deraisa. In other words, the Gemara says in Pesachim that if somebody's Mekadosh a woman with Chometz Derabonon, Shoyz Derabonon, Mekadosh a woman at a time when Midrashi could use the Chometz. But the Rabbonon say the Chometz is also Ba'ana. So the Gemara says that she's not Mekadoshes. So Rashi in Pesachim says, why is she in a Mekudeshes? So Rashi says, because Afkinu Rabbonon LeKedushim Minei. The Rabbonon am Afkir LeKedushim. So everybody asks, what do you have to come on to Afkinu Rabbonon? Once the Rabbonon say you can't use the Chometz, has no value. So why did the Rabbonon have to then take a second step? Rashi is saying it's a two-step process. Step one, the Rabbonon say it's also Banoya. Now you have a step two, Afkinu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon come now to Mafkir the Kedushin. Ask Rav Shimon Shkop, what do you have to do that for? It has no shavius. So Rav Shimon says, very similar to his Rebbe, Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is coming to explain a different thing, why you can't burn Truman, Shayez the Rabbonon, Toilim, Loisol, Loichlim, Loisolvim. Rav Shimon Shkop says like this, he says, an Issa the Rabbonon is not on the object. When something becomes Asa Midaraisa, so then it becomes inherently worthless. Okay? Inherently it becomes worthless. He says, when something's also midrabbonon, it's like it's in a cage. You can't access it. But inherently it has value. Okay? This is not an easy thing to understand. But Rav Shimon definitely understood it. And I'm still thinking about it for many years. But that's what he says. And he said, midrabbonon is like in a box. Inherently it has value. It's in a box. So the Rabbonon have to now be Mafkinu Rabbonon LeKedushim. They have to take away the Mafkir LeKedushim. So it's a similar concept. You can hear that somehow when the Beis HaMikdash has this procedure that they don't sell the dung, that procedure doesn't make it called that it's worthless. It's, inherently it has value. Just they'd rather they don't sell it. But as I said, it's a complicated thing. It's not simple. Not simple. Clearly, the other Shittas of the Rishonim, who don't learn like the Shittas of the Mekubetzes, we definitely have a problem understanding. They're learning that it's sellable stuff. But since the thing itself is not used for Berek Abayis, I would think I need the Mishnah to tell me that there's no Mila. That clearly is difficult. Which is the second thing the Shittas of the Mekubetzes says. And Rashi by us implies that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Rashi says, what does it mean? Ein ruyu leberek abayis. Rashi goes out of his way to say, he atzma ein ruyu leberek abayis. You can't use the thing itself for berek abayis. But the value, you would be able to use for berek abayis. Yeah.
Even though they're not going to sell it, if they give that dung to someone, you give someone a present, you get a nub. So if the dung has value, they give it to someone, and then it might have a nub by giving it to someone else.
But they can't give it to someone. It's a catch-22. They can't give it to somebody as Mila. So then there shouldn't be Mila. But then you're saying, but they could give it to somebody. Well, then there's no Mila. Well, they can't give it to somebody, so there's no Mila. What I'm saying is we're shtickle going around in circles here. Anyway, the Rambam adds a knetch here in the Mishnah. He seems to say that even if somebody is makdish something for Mizbeach, that's royal Mizbeach for Berek Abayis, that's also included in the Chiddush. If you look at the Rambam in Perakei in the Maram Mekoyim, it's Echad HaMakdish L'Berek Abayis, Dovo Royal L'Chazek HaBerek Abayis, Kigoyin Evan or Korah. Right? Oya Makdish L'Berek Abayis, Dovo HaRoyal Mizbeach, Kigoyin Kvosim V'Toyim. So the Rambam here says that if you Makdish to Berek Abayis, that's also a Chiddush. Something which is Roy to Mizbeach, Kvosim V'Toyim, it also automatically goes to the Mizbeach, and on that there's Me'ilah. Okay? Now this also needs clarity. Why wouldn't there be Me'ilah on that? If you makdish something that's royal in Mizbeach, but instead of doing a Mizbeach, you makdish to Berek Abayis. Now it automatically becomes Kedusha's Mizbeach. Why wouldn't there be Me'ilah there? Of course there's Me'ilah there. Why wouldn't there be Me'ilah? Right? That's strange. The Rambam goes out of his way to say that that's included in our Mishnah, this case. So I want to be masbir to you something which will really mashlim everything that we learned till now. It's a shame today. I see we have a lot of people missing today, but it's available on audio anyway. The first thing to clarify, and from that everything else will memela get clarified, is to understand why is there no me'ila by gedulei hekdesh, which is the first question we asked. Why wouldn't there be me'ila? By kedushas mizbeach, we have an approach. Because kedushas mizbeach, there's only me'ila on what is designated for the base of mikdash. And we had a long discussion last week. We went into this parichas. The blood is part of the korban itself. But anything which is not part of the korban itself and not going to the mizbeach, no me'ilah. Perek HaBayis, we had it very clear. Anything that could be sold, anything that has value, there's me'ilah. Right? So why shouldn't there be me'ilah by gedulei hekdesh? So there are two different approaches. Seem to be two different approaches. One is a very radical approach. It's the approach that seems to be the Ramban Shita. I'm going to try to explain that I believe the Ramban is not as radical as they learned the Ramban. Ramban seems to be saying an unbelievable chiddush. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban is found over here in the sugya in Bava Basra, in Ayin Tes. He says, what is the reason why there's no me'ilah? So he makes the following statement, the Ramban, which really, if you look at Tosfos by us, seems to be the way Tosfos learns. If you look at Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Aval Higdish Bo, right, the second Tosfos on the Daf, Higdish Bo V'Achakach Nesmalei, says, Moyalin Bohen Avoloi Ma'ashe B'Soichon V'Loi B'Yoinim Mitam Dehefkel. See Tosfos? Tremendous Chiddush Tosfos tells us. Tosfos seems to say Hefkel. It's like it doesn't belong to Hekdish. What we assumed as a, of course, who does it belong to? It belongs to Hekdesh. You makdish a bird to Hekdesh, and then the chicken lays eggs. That doesn't belong to Hekdesh. Of course it belongs to Hekdesh. We said that's our. Could you argue that? So Tosfos says, Mitam Hefke, to Chotzer Mishum Yadis Raboy, Vein Yad LeHekdesh. Anyway. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says it very bekitzer. The Ramban here in Bava Basra is more marach. And the Ramban, when he explains this, he says that he holds that there's no chotzer to hekdesh. So we'll see. There's really, one second, there's two Rambans. There's two Rambans. One Ramban seems to say as this chiddush that Tosfos. The Ramban says like this. There ain't chotzer lehekdish. There's no chotzer lehekdish. The rak lehekdesh chotzer. Aval ein din yad vechotzer lehekdesh. Anyway, that's what he says. Now, the Ktzois comes in Simen Reish, tries to explain this Ramban, and he says that Hegdish loy zocho behem v'loy kanyil hu klal. The Ktzois goes out of his way to say, don't think that there's some kind of quasi kinyan. Hegdish doesn't own it at all. That's how the Ktzois in Simen Reish, the beginning. And here on in the sugya, really does belong to Hector. There's no Mila. Even though Hector owns it, there's no Mila. So the Ramban doesn't clarify why not. Now we really have a problem. Okay? Definitely the Inami in the Ramban tells us that the Ramban is not so burr to say that this thing doesn't belong to Hegdish. Perhaps it does belong to Hegdish. But still he says there's no Mila. Why not? So the Ktzois right here comes, and he's not even on this piece of the Ramban, and he says as follows. He says, the Yesh Loimar, he says, the Tama de Ein Mi'ila. Why is there no Mi'ila? It belongs to Hegdish. He says, Mi'ila can only be through a Hegdish that happened via a human being. The human being was Makdish. Then we could have Hegdish. He says, Avol Zene Kodesh Al Yidei Dover Acha. It didn't become Kodesh through Das Acheres. Nice person. Share Inkan Magdish bone this Maya Mayela. The pit got full of water on its own. Right? Mimela Zohu Hegdish Bateras Hotel. And therefore, no Mila in that. Alex says words. And the truth is that the Ritvo and Bava Basra also seem almost zero into this idea that the Ktzoi says. Because the Ritvo puts in the words Kedusha's Peh. Okay. He says when you Makdish Odom, he was Makdish it B'Kedusha's Peh. That's his Lashon there. Anyway. So we have to know what is the explanation going on. So I want the Mevayah to you. Really, what I think is a simple Yisoid. And this is what I brought down here, also the Avi Ezri of Shach. I don't know if this is printed out. I imagine it is. Rav Shach says a tremendous chiddush, and this chiddush of Rav Shach definitely needs clarification. He says here in Hilchas Mila like this, Rav Shach. He wants to say that Mi'ila is learnt out of Truma. Chet chet mit Truma. We learn a lot of the halachas of Mi'ila from Truma. And Truma is a Kedusha's Peh. How does Truma happen? Through a person being Makdashit. Either Peh, or even if you do Belev, it's also through your Neder. You, the person, are giving Kedusha's Truma. So Rav Shach wants to say that since there's a hekesh, chet chet mitruma, so Mi'ila has to work in that approach. He says a big chiddush. So therefore, he says, that's why if you don't have kedushas peh, it's a different story. So we underline the main part of the chiddush, but if you look at the piece before it, you'll see, I don't want to make the olam go through the whole thing here, but if you look at the, he says, he says, anything that belongs to Hekdesh, asurim midin isur Hekdesh. He says, but Me'ila, even though there's an isur Hekdesh on something that grows, He says, there's no Mi'ila. She'le'inyin Mi'ila, it's the bottom five lines on column one. And then we'll go to it. She'af she'le'inyin Mi'ila be'inon kedushas peh. He says, you know why? She'yalfinon mitrumeh. That we learn out of Truma. From Truma, it has to be a neder, like Truma. Avul iser ano yesh. U'kemoish yesh iser min ha-Torah be-karka shalekdish. We find things that there's no me'ila, but there's iser ano. You're not allowed to benefit from it, like the land of Hekdish. You're not allowed to use the land of Hekdish, but there's no me'ila. L'fi tama Ramban, Yesh iser shel Torah b'hanor. So Rav Shach is pointing out that according to the Ramban, who says that there's no Me'ila, there's still an iser to use this thing that belongs to Hekdesh. Because it belongs to Hekdesh. How could it be mutter to use? And then in this longer piece that I asked Yerim to look into, he wants to make chilukim in halacha, that there's two kinds of Me'ila. There's Me'ila where you just benefit. And that we learn from Truma. And is Mila, we're actually taking it out of Rishos Hekdesh. And he wants to say, that we learn from Avodah Zarah, and that actually would apply even without Kedushas Peh. A tremendous Chiddush Rav Shach develops based on this idea. The problem I have with all of these Mahalchim is these are huge Chiddushim. Chiddush number one to tell it doesn't belong to Hekdesh at all, which is seems to be the first approach to the Ramban, is an unbelievable Chiddush. Why not? Why wouldn't it belong to Hekdesh? Hekdesh has no yad? Why not? Why doesn't Hekdesh have a yad? Furthermore, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that Chotzer works also Mishum Shlichus. Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. Hekdesh doesn't have Shlichus. Of course Hekdesh has Shlichus. Why wouldn't Hekdesh own this? So we go to phase two. Phase two is we have the Inami of the Ramban. Well, Hekdesh really does own it. But it's not Kedushas Peh, the Ketzais is telling us. So what is Kedushas Peh? Why should that play a role? So then we have Rav Shach. Rav Shach tries to further clarify it. Well, since we learn out from Truma, so it's not just like out of nowhere, since we learn out of Truma, so therefore it has to be similar to Truma. Okay. Now, what bothers me with the approach of Rav Shach is that it doesn't seem to be logical. Meaning, there's a mechanism-wise, Truma needs Hafrosha in order for it to become Truma. Once it becomes Truma, all the halachas of Truma apply. Right? There's no question. Rav Shach is telling us an unbelievable Chiddush. He's saying that the process of how you got there is also included in the chet. L'chayre, the chet is on the finished product. I have something which is hektish. I have something which is truma. And we learn out the same halach applies to the finished product. Rav Shach is telling us, well, since by truma, in order to get to that finished product, you need to have kedushas peh. But that's just a mechanical thing. That's to make truma, you need to mafresh it. Either bepeh or beleh, whatever, you need to be makdish. So therefore, by hekdish, if something became hekdish through a different process, there won't be mila, because of chet. But the chet is after you're there. The chet is, I have a finished product that has a kedushas hekdish. I have a finished product that's truma. And between these two things, there's a hekish. So now Rav Shach is saying, yeah, but you know what? The way I got to this was through peh. So now if I got here, even though I got to a home run, but I got there using a different process, now the end result is going to be different. That's a huge chiddush. It's almost easier for me to accept the first pshat of the Ramban. It has no kedusha, it doesn't belong to hekdesh. Tois, the way Tosfos simply reads, it's like hefker. It's like hefker, doesn't it? That's the Tosfos reads. Okay. So therefore, I want to make a slight change in this. There is a Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman builds a yesoid from a sugya that we're going to have later on in which he says as follows. Kovet Shiurim is found over here in Chelek Beis in the Sefer Kovet Shiurim, Simen Chof. The Gemara goes through a whole sugya of in Bava Metzia. We're going to have this later on, that there's no ribbis by Hektish. There's no ribbis by Hektish. So the Gemara says, what's the case of no ribbis by Hektish? The Gemara says, this is talking about a case where they used to build the Avnei Meseris, they built certain things outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want that there should be a problem of people being moil, so they'd first be makdish it after they brought it in. So when it was outside, it was still chum. So Bochanan says, boinin b'choyo v'achakach makdishin. V'ein bohem me'ileh. V'gam kein ein bohem ribbis. Fascinating thing. Ribbis is only by a hedyot. Right? By Hekdish, by the Beis HaMikdash, there's no din of ribbis. Question is, the Gemara, the problem is, how do you ever have something that's Hekdish and no ribbis? You're not allowed to use it. How do you ever have a Metzias where you could be engaged in a deal with Hekdish where there's no ribbis and it's a kosher deal? If it's no ribbis because it's Hekdish, then it's a puzzle deal because it's Me'ila. It doesn't work. That's the problem. So the Eitzah is, we have something that Hekdish Dafke wasn't Makdish. They kept it as Chum. So Rabbi Chanan says, you see a fascinating thing. You see there's something called Momen Hekdish, but no Kedushas Hekdish. It's Momen, belongs. Till now, what we understood was, there's no such animal alive. Either something is Momen Hekdish, and it has Kedushas Hekdish. Right? The two go together. Or, it's not Momen Hektish, it doesn't have Kedushas Hektish. But now the Gemara is teaching us there's a new animal alive that we didn't know about, a new species. It could be owned by Hektish without having Kedushas Hektish. That's a whole new thing. It's a new concept. Now we'll go back. Everything we learned till now will seem to be simple. Kedushas Mizbeach, the Me'ila again, is because it's designated for Mizbeach use. Kedushas Bedek Abayas, there's Me'ila because you're taking away from the money of Hekdesh. But there's one added clause. In order to be Chayef for Me'ila, even if you're using Bedek Abayas, it has to be that you're being moil in something which has Kedusha. Can't be something which doesn't have Kedusha. Even if it belongs to Hekdesh. And maybe you're not allowed to take it because you're stealing. Maybe there's no loy signif by Hektish. Who knows? Maybe there's only Me'ila by Hektish. Maybe the whole parish of Geneva is not Mechudish by Hektish, which is a Shaila Nachroina. Maybe there's no Geneva by Hektish. But the bottom line is, although category Berek HaBayis, which till now we explained very simple, it's all based on taking away money from Hektish, seemed very simple, right? Although there's an added clause, it has to have Kedusha. So if for whatever reason it doesn't have Kedusha, so now there's no, doesn't help. There's no din of Me'ila because it doesn't have Kedusha. Just like the Avnei Mikdosh that they were boina b'chayil. There's no Me'ila. Because Me'ila was only said by something that has Kedusha. Now the Mishnah is beautiful. The Mishnah comes and the Mishnah says, since Me'ila requires that it should also have Kedusha. Even Berek HaBayis, which till now we understood is just money. Yeah, it's money, but it has to be this kind of money that has Kedusha. So the Mishnah says, there would be a Havamina, that when you designate something which will never be used, not as a korban, and not in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to have to then be sold, and then, so maybe that doesn't have Kedusha. Money it is. That's no Shaila. Avada, it's money. And Avada, the money was given to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah, but there's still a Dina Me'ila. You know why? Because there's a Chiddush. Even something that itself will never be used in any way in the Beis HaMikdash, there's still Kedusha on it. And therefore there's Me'ila. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Chiddush is not that it belongs to Hekdash, that there's value to Hekdash. That was all the kashas we were asking. No. And that's what Rashi goes out of his way. Even though the thing itself He atzma, even though it itself won't be used. So it's not in itself, so maybe it doesn't have Kedusha. Of course it's owned by Hekdush, but doesn't have Kedusha. So maybe there's no Mila. Kamash will know. Anything which will later translate into value for Berek HaBayis has Kedusha right now. This Hekdush, even though it will never be used in any form, the thing itself will not be used, still has Kedusha. That's the Chiddush Mishnah. Comes the Mishnah now and say like this. Avada Hekdush owns what grows in Hekdush. Avada Hekdush owns it. But it never got Kedusha. The Torah was only Mechadish that Hekdush gets Kedusha through Kedushas Odom. The Torah never said that something that Hekdush acquires another way has Kedusha. So it's not a question of Hekdush owns it or Hekdush doesn't own it. There's no Kedusha to it. So there's no Mila. Comes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Avol! Now the Avol in the Mishnah is beautiful. Even though we just learned that even something that's not Roy for Berek HaBayis, there's a din of Mila, that's because Al Koponim, there's Kedusha to it. Avol, but now we're going to teach you another case where it belongs to Hekdush. No Kedusha! Over there, says the Mishnah, is Ein Mo'elim. Over there, the Mishnah comes and says, there's no dinner meal. That's the Mishnah. And now we understand the Aval of the Mishnah. That's Mamish, the Hemshech of the Mishnah. And this, I think, is the Pshat, even Al-Filu Ra-Toysis. Now we could say, why did Toysis have to go and say, Mitam Hefkel? Ein Me'ila Mitam Hefkel? What does that mean? Teretz is very plushet. Once there's no din of Kedusha, because Chatzar doesn't give it the Din Kedusha. Right? So now, anybody could use it. There's no objection to use it. There's no objection to use it. It's Hefkel. Anything which is owned by Hekdush, but which there's no Kedusha to it, and Hekdush doesn't have any intention to use it for anything, the Etzem, at this point, wasn't designated. It's Hefkel. So the Emes is that really what the Ramban's two pshatim can go one into the other. Because you could then say that once there's no din of Me'ila, then it could become Hefka. That could be a vikuach in the Ramban, whether it does or it doesn't. But the main point is that Chotzer can facilitate Kedusha. That's the point, and that's very logical. Because Kedusha is a Chiddush. And the Torah was only Mechadish Kedusha in the process of Nedorim. So therefore, Kedusha can't happen without a Neder. From there I hold, everything else got built. Once the Kedusha can't happen through the process of Chotzer, so now it's Ein Kinyan Chotzer left. So it's not because Hekdush doesn't have a Yad, it's not because Hekdush doesn't have a Shlichus, no. It's all there. It doesn't make a difference. If it doesn't trigger a Kedusha, so now you're left with either you're left with nothing, and that could be the first pshat in the Ramban and Tosfos. Since the Chotzer can't ignite Kedusha, so you're left with nothing. Or you're left with something, but there's no Mila. And that's the Menachas Chinuch's approach. That even if there's no Kedusha, it's still also Ba'anor. You still can't use it. It belongs to Hekdush. You can't. It's still Gneva. It belongs to Hekdush. But Kedusha can't happen for Kinyan Chotzer. Now, everybody agrees to the Ramban. Everybody agrees to the Ramban that Kinyan Chotzer can't create Kedusha. And the only question can be, now there's no Kedusha to the Gedulei Hekdush, and there's no Dinah Me'ila, what is this object? Is it Hekdush is, but you shouldn't use it? Which is the Mechas Chinuch's approach. So I think everything is Memela, everything is Meturz, Ufizeh. So now when we go back to the contradiction in the two Mishnayos, it's also very clear because if we look through the two Mishnayos, it's late. If we look through the two Mishnayos, there's a very simple distinction. If you look in the Rambam, The halach is a bechor only takes b'muchzik. He only gets two halakim, what his father actually had at the time of Misa. The father didn't have it at the time of when he was deceased, then the bechor doesn't get pishnayim. So the Rambam brings down as follows. The Rambam says like this. Gabi Vlodois, the Rambam says as follows. Behemish shenoldu achamisa sa'av noitel pishnayim. The Bechor takes two portions of whatever is born from the animal. So but by Paris, the Rambam holds no. The Bechor, whatever grows from the bird of the father, he only gets one piece. He only gets the fruit that's here now at the time of death, he gets pishnayim. Anything that grows afterwards, he only gets one chelik. So what's the chilik? So they explain, the Achronim already explained that the animal that comes out, that's called part of the Gufa Behemoth. Right? That's not something that's all called inherent. So that could be the pshat. The Kedusha of the Vladis that come out of this animal are an extension of the mother. And that's why they don't require a separate Kedusha. They're Kaddish inherently. Really, there's no reason there shouldn't be Mila. By fruit, there should also be Mila. The only reason why there's no Mila by fruit is because since Hekdash acquired it not through the process of giving it Kedusha, so there's no Mila. But here, this is inherent. This would explain, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi holds no, fruit of a tree are also not like a newly acquired thing. Its Kedusha comes directly from the tree. And therefore, the Machlokes is only whether there's a Kedusha on those pears. Everybody agrees the fruit would technically belong to Hekdash. So in other words, this is already a technical aspect. What do we consider inherently part of the thing itself? So the Kedusha of the Vladas, that comes because they're Ubi Yerachima, it's an extension of the mother. So therefore the Kedusha, whatever Kedusha he gave to the mother, is now on the Vlad. It's Mila al-Stat. Okay, we'll stop here.